Part 4. Raising the Bar. Chapter 15. Information Security Awareness and Training. A social engineer has been given the assignment of obtaining the plans to your hot new product due for release in 2 months. What's going to stop him? Your firewall? No. Strong authentication devices? No. Intrusion detection systems? No. Encryption? No. Limited access to phone numbers for dial-up modems? No. Code names for servers that make it difficult for an outsider to determine which server might contain the product plans? No. The truth is that there is no technology in the world that can prevent a social engineering attack. Security through technology, training, and procedures. Companies that conduct security penetration tests report that their attempts to break into client company computer systems by social engineering methods are nearly 100% successful. Security technologies can make these types of attacks more difficult by removing people from the decision-making process. However, the only truly effective way to mitigate the threat of social engineering is through the use of security technologies combined with security policies that set ground rules for employee behavior and appropriate education and training for employees. There is only one way to keep your product plans safe, and that is by having a trained, aware, and a conscientious workforce. This involves training on the policies and procedures, but also, and probably even more important, an ongoing awareness program. Some authorities recommend that 40% of a company's overall security budget be targeted to awareness training. The first step is to make everyone in the enterprise aware that unscrupulous people exist who will use deception to psychologically manipulate them. Employees must be educated about what information needs to be protected and how to protect it. Once people have a better understanding of how they can be manipulated, they are in a far better position to recognize that an attack is underway. Security awareness also means educating everyone in the enterprise on the company's security policies and procedures. As discussed in Chapter 17, policies are necessary rules to guide employee behavior to protect corporate information systems and sensitive information. This chapter, and the next one, provide a security blueprint that could save you from costly attacks. If you don't have trained and alert employees following well-thought-out procedures, it's not a matter of if, but when you will lose valuable information to a social engineer. Don't wait for an attack to happen to you before instituting these policies. It could be devastating to your business and to your employees' welfare. Understanding how attackers take advantage of human nature. To develop a successful training program, you have to understand why people are vulnerable to attacks in the first place. By identifying these tendencies in your training, for example, by drawing attention to them in role-playing discussions, you can help your employees to understand why we can all be manipulated by social engineers. Manipulation has been studied by social scientists for at least 50 years. Robert B. Cialdini, writing in Scientific American, February 2001, summarized this research, presenting 6 basic tendencies of human nature that are involved in an attempt to obtain compliance to a request. These 6 tendencies are those that social engineers rely on, consciously or most often unconsciously, in their attempts to manipulate. Authority. People have a tendency to comply when a request is made by a person in authority. As discussed elsewhere in this book, a person can be convinced to comply with a request if he or she believes the requester is a person in authority or a person who is authorized to make such a request. In his book, Influence, Dr. Cialdini writes of a study at three Midwestern hospitals in which 22 separate nurses stations were contacted by a caller who claimed to be a hospital physician and given instructions for administering a prescription drug to a patient on the ward. The nurses who received these instructions did not know the caller. They did not even know whether he was really a doctor. He was not. They received the instructions for the prescription by telephone, which was a violation of hospital policy. The drug they were told to administer was not authorized for use on the wards, and the dosage they were told to administer was twice the maximum daily dosage, and thus could have endangered the life of the patient. Yet in 95% of the cases, Cialdini reported, the nurse proceeded to obtain the necessary dosage from the ward medicine cabinet and was on her way to administer it to the patient before being intercepted by an observer and told of the experiment. Examples of attacks. A social engineer attempts to cloak himself in the mantle of authority by claiming that he is with the IT department, or that he is an executive or works for an executive in the company. Liking. People have the tendency to comply when the person making a request has been able to establish himself as likable, or as having similar interests, beliefs, and attitudes as the victim. Examples of attacks. Through conversation, the attacker manages to learn a hobby or interest of the victim and claims an interest and enthusiasm for the same hobby or interest. Or he may claim to be from the same state or school or to have similar goals. The social engineer will also attempt to mimic the behaviors of his target to create the